pushing the limit of how many times you can say the word thing in one show.
That's the next thing.
That is the next thing.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
And brought to you by our great friends at Window Nation. If you're in need or searching replacement windows, go see them. They take care of us. They will take care of you. Let's head out on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Our good buddy Howard Griffith on with us. It is a Halloween. Howard, what was your favorite costume as a youngster, my friend?
Oh, it probably was Batman. It's been around for a while.
He's the best, right?
Gosh.
Batman's pretty swole Batman, though. That's a pretty swole Batman, not going to lie.
Well, back in the day, the waist was a little bit tight.
Howard, this is the first time we had you. We're good, buddy. You know, we had you on in August, and we were doing the Big Ten preview, and James and I were very consistent in August that we were not buying the hype around Michigan, and you were quick to say, me either. Not either, that they got to prove it. They haven't done it. And they had a dreadful start to the year, but I do have to give them some credit for what they did at the second half of Penn State and for what they did last week against Notre Dame. Now, I don't believe – they're never going to be, you know, what Ryan Day, Urban Meyer built at Ohio State and what Ryan Day's running here. I don't think they ever have that in them. But I think in terms of what Michigan is, maybe this is the best of it. What do you view of what Harbaugh's done here the last couple of weeks?
You know, they're starting to get things rolling. You mentioned going back to the second half of that Penn State game. They probably put about six really good quarters of football together. I think there's still room for improvement. They absolutely dominated Notre Dame last week. It wasn't even close. The score should have probably been worse than it actually was. But it looks like they're finding their way. And this is a team that we have to continue to watch.
Howard, I know you guys had tailgate here in Columbus, weren't you, for the Wisconsin game?
Yes.
Did you stick around for the football game?
I did not stick around for the football game. I had to go up to Ann Arbor to watch Michigan, but I had a chance to watch him in practice.
Well, I wonder why with your ties with your son there at Notre Dame. I'm wondering, with the way that Ohio State played in a sloppy game, a game that I thought was really set up for Wisconsin, you know, with the brand of we're going to get in our big personnel, run the football, this, that, or whatever. I thought Justin Fields again shows maturity. Ohio State's defense proves to be elite. Chase Young. I guess my main question of all of it is, do you think, you've been around this game for a long time, do you think that Chase Young has a legitimate case to be not only in New York, but with some of the other ways the quarterbacks have played and how stuff will go down the stretch to actually win the Heisman Trophy?
Yeah, I think he has a shot, really. And I think he has a lot of things that are working for him. In my opinion, if I was a voter, I'd vote Ohio State number one. So if you have a chance to be on the best team and you're the best player on the best team in America, that gives you a shot. He's going to continue to have some more big stages. You look at Penn State, you look at the Michigan game, obviously the Big Ten championship game. So the stages are set, the games are set, that he has an opportunity to continue to impress. And I just watch him play, and he's just so dominant. And I understand the Boses are really were dominant players at Ohio State as well, and obviously doing it in the National Football League now. But this Chase Young, it's just something about him that, he's pretty special. And I think he's going to make a case, if he hasn't already, to be the number one pick in the NFL draft.
Yeah, I think you're right on all those fronts. Howard Griffith joining us, BTN, of course, on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Let's take a big peek ahead, and you got to get there, right? But it's going to be the game of the year in the league, obviously, which is Ohio State, Penn State, especially if Penn State can get their undefeated. Ohio State's got three byes. They have an actual bye this week, and then Maryland, and then Rutgers. So you know they're going to get their undefeated. So it comes down to, can Penn State get there? And if they do, does this Penn State team, which has improved a ton since from week one of the season to now, did they have enough to make it interesting and perhaps spring an upset in the horseshoe?
Well, they have the athletes out on the outside to be explosive and make some things happen. Obviously, tight end is very good as well defensively. They're long and athletic. But I think at this particular point, Ohio State still has the better roster. And I think it would be a heck of a game. It would be a high-scoring game for Ohio State. I just think that defensively, when you look at the matchup at the wide receiver position, Penn State's got some guys, but Ohio State's got some real dudes that are first-round draft pick caliber players that are playing at that level. You know, people were wondering what happened last year. I always felt the talent was there. It was just they needed to probably tweak the system. That's played out, and they're playing really well on the back end. And James, you would know this, but from my eyes, it looks like the linebackers are definitely playing much better than they played last year. Al Washington stepping in and coaching that group looks like it has made a huge turn at that position as well. I would still ultimately give the edge to Ohio State in that game. I just think it's too many playmakers on this Ohio State team, offense, defense, and special teams, that it may be too much for Ohio State to handle. I'm sorry, for Penn State to handle for entire four quarters. But anything can happen. They're an explosive team in Penn State, but I think Ohio State has the players to slow them down.
Yeah, and it's amazing how close that matchup has been really the last 3 years, right? I mean, we all know that the game is, it's cliche, but it's a game of inches, right? You mean 3 years ago, they get the blocked field goal that goes for a touchdown, and then takes JT Barrett's best game, best second half to lead a comeback in the horseshoe against Penn State. And then a year ago, Dwayne Haskins has to come from behind. And so James Franklin's done a really nice job. They have to first get through Minnesota. And I'm wondering if you're rowing the boat. Or is this just, hey, Minnesota's been beneficiary of the schedule? Are you on that side of the camp, or in the camp of, hey, look, it's not their fault. They're doing what they have to do to win, and they're undefeated, and they're legit. What camp are you in?
Yeah, they are doing exactly what they had to do as far as the schedule is concerned. Have they been tested? No, not by, you know, an upper echelon team, a top 25 team, a top 15 team. No, they haven't done that, but that's not their fault. They've gone out, you know, the first 4 weeks, it was a little bit of a struggle, but they found ways to win. Then all of a sudden, about 3 weeks ago, that running game came alive, and they started dominating people on the ground. The right side of their offensive line is humongous. Those are some guys that can clear away, but they still haven't ultimately been tested by those elite teams. So, yeah, although it has been a great story for the first half of this college football season, and PJ's probably the coach of the year right now, you would think, I think, in a lot of camps, but they still have a lot of work in front of them. They still have Iowa in front of them, the Badgers in front of them. So if they want to be considered in that next group of teams and make that big jump, they're going to have to take care of some work here in November.
Howard, I'll get you out of here on this one. Let's a little bit on your alma mater and what Lovey's doing down there. Four straight losses, starting with that tough loss to Eastern Michigan, followed by the huge win over Wisconsin, where everything that they needed to go right did, and then that happened, and then they carry that momentum to go win at Purdue last week. Are you optimistic that the corner has been turned by Lovey?
I'm hopeful. You don't know how bad I've been hoping for this. I mean, it's tough on me. You know,
I know.
I work with all these guys and played for national championships. Their teams are competing for national championships, and my little team has just been over there in the corner just trying to make it. You know, it's been a long time. I think it's been 2014 since they've won three conference games in a row. But, you know, Lovey has made some changes. You go back to the big game versus the Badgers. I mean, he's traditionally one of those typical cover two guys. He was selling the farm to try to slow him down and ended up working. The next week, they really have their way with Purdue, able to run the ball. They just have to continue to, you know, get better each and every week. And I think it's still a roster that has to improve, but it looks like they're making strides. For a long time, you know, this is a group. The coaches and the players have been to a ball game. So that's in front of them, and there are two very winnable games that are in front of them. So they just need to stay focused each and every week to try to get to six and get that extra 15 days of practice in, and maybe that'll help recruiting as well.
Absolutely. I hope so. I like Lovey, and be nice to see that happen. Appreciate you as always, Howard. Thanks, buddy.
All right, guys. Be good.
That's Howard Griffith, BTN on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline.